This show is broadcasting live from Detroit Sound Studios above Activate Gaming and is part of the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to another episode of Project Dad. I'm one of your hosts, Andy.
Tony.
And this is Tony. And we're a couple of beers too deep to do this, but we're still doing it.
Thanks for the booze, Joe.
Thanks, Joe. Joe from Liberty Street boozed us up real good on Detroit Beer Press earlier today.
Right there.
He's literally too far in front of me and to his right.
Yeah, we got two semi-guests eavesdropping, Eric the Brewer and Joe from Liberty Street, the one who feeds me Norton until I'm drunk.
The one who, where we recorded our first three episodes was at Liberty Street.
Yeah, sucking their table space for podcasting time.
We only took one table, and the yoga people were the most people that came in and almost kicked us out. So.
They didn't kick us out. They were just loud, drunk, basic white bitches. Yeah.
It was a good time. I enjoyed it.
Always.
So
until they took my damn bullet holes away.
Taking the rich history out of the brewery.
I'm getting a side eye.
So we got a couple of things we're going to go over today. One of them, something I just experienced and Tony probably experienced quite some time ago is starting your registry, your baby registry for your baby shower. And then we're going to also talk about, I have it down here as dick cutting, but it's circumcision.
Give me back the filet-o dick.
Filet-o dick. And then the third thing we're going to talk about is vaccinations. So we'll just jump right in. Baby registry. How far in advance of your baby shower did you go and register?
Goddamn, probably about 2 months or so.
Damn. Okay.
I mean, it's one of those, once we announced it, probably a month after that.
Man. Okay.
And then, I mean, we were late in our announcement. We're in the second trimester because we waited till we got all genetic testing done, you know, make sure all the family was informed, et cetera. And then we went and did the registry, but we made sure we kind of did a couple places. We went to Babies R Us to see how that was.
Did you do your registry at multiple places, or you just went to check out?
No, just to check out. Okay. We checked out, and then we figured, you know, Bye Bye Baby was the best for us, what we liked.
Because we talked about on last episode, your Bye Bye Baby
was nicer than our Babies R Us, and yours is vice versa.
And ours is vice versa. Right. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, we found the furniture we wanted at Babies R Us, pretty much bought that.
And that's basically just your bedroom, your nursery set.
Crib, and then a dresser, and that was it. Gotcha. Well, and then we bought all the accoutrement for the crib, because
That's important.
Because it's a convertible crib. Instead of waiting, it's like, oh shit, now he's old, we gotta get the bed for this. Oh, they don't make it anymore because it's 5 years down the road.
I would say convertible cribs is the way to go, just from my research, because for me, I don't know about you, when we looked at it, it's like convertible crib will last until they're early,
out of the fucking house.
Yeah, almost, yeah. Pretty much.
Because it turns into a full-size bed.
And it really helps out because they're not going to be fucking on a convertible crib.
That you know of.
I hope.
Shit, you know how we were.
Honestly, if my kid has that much game where you can bang on a convertible crib.
Baby, this is where I was born.
This is where
I'm going to make my baby.
This is where I laid as a baby. Let's make some babies.
That's the Pooh Bear talking.
So you got the accoutrement to turn it into a convertible.
Yeah,
crib.
So you got the rails and everything.
Because
you
don't want to come back and be like, hey, I need this, you know, the rails.
Yeah, like,
and
you know, 5-8 years later, they don't make it anymore, and then I'm whittling some shit up in the garage.
But you'd probably figure it out. I'd just go, eh.
Buying a new bed.
Guess we're getting a new bed.
Yeah, but with
I guess the mattress is going on the floor.
Get used to it. It's like college.
Exactly.
Well, no, we just found something we liked that was sturdy. We looked at some other shit, and it was.
Do you remember which one you got? Like the brand or?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
It was at Babies R Us, if that helps anybody.
Yeah, no, that's.
But
that's,
I mean, you know, it's one that looked good. It was a style we liked. You shook it and it didn't move.
That's important.
Right.
That's important.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, it wasn't like IKEA rattling like some, but I mean, it was just, it was solid.
That's what you saw yours at Babies R Us.
Right.
That's where we registered for ours. Mm-hmm. We went to Bye Bye Baby, And my wife thought I was crazy. I walked up to a crib and I started shaking it. And it like shook. Like it would like move. Like it, like if you were in a
earthquake scenario,
it would be shaken. And
and
she was like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "I'm just seeing if it's good." And she's
I mean, if you grab it firmly and just give it a jiggle and it wriggles everywhere, one, it's probably the $2 an hour guy who built it.
Right.
But even if the $2 an hour guy built it and it's that bad, maybe you should look elsewhere. I mean, it's just, ours was solid. I know I could probably shim it and fix it, but I'd rather be out of the box and done with it.
Right. Now, when you were looking at your cribs and stuff, did you look at reviews online before buying yours? Or did you just go to the store and be like, "I like that. I choose you, Pikachu"?
Pretty much. Well, I mean, we pretty much looked at what we looked at, like what we liked, and then gave it the old firmness test.
Okay.
But I mean, I've built enough pieces of furniture in my day, and you know, I'm pretty handy.
You're
so
handy.
I can tell if it's, you know.
You categorize yourself as a handy human being.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if it needs a little bit of tweaking, I could probably, Al Borland it up. Or,
if it's just,
if it's too far fucking gone, then it's too far fucking gone, but. Yeah, I mean,
that's one thing. So when we started looking at it, we went to Babies R Us and we looked at the cribs and everything, and I did like the shake test and whatnot. And then my wife went home and she went online and looked for them, and she looked at the reviews. And one thing that we looked at was like, okay, what's it reviewed at out of how many reviews? So like the crib we ended up going with was
it's furniture. I mean, it's pretty subjective.
Right.
What are the review responses?
Well, that was the thing. So
the one that we really liked, crib.
The one that we really liked was it labeled itself as a charcoal crib. And the big stink on the reviews was, it's not charcoal, it's brown.
This is like some bad Yelp reviews.
Yeah, no.
Let's get Dave on this.
they were bad Yelp reviews. It was basically like, it's not a charcoal color. I was expecting a darker or like a brown or a gray or something, and it's a brown color. You know,
I just got to point out really quick, this dude in this sweet-ass suit out the window at the WAB here.
Is that a dude?
I hope so. Those are some sick-ass boots, bro.
Those are some crazy braids too.
Okay.
Who's he pointing at? Oh, he's telling someone.
He's dabbing in the middle of the road.
Jeez Louise.
I just had to.
Boots are outrageous.
I like that suit. I'm going to get me one of those.
Is that going to, that's what you're going to wear in the delivery room?
Hell yeah. Sparkling like a motherfucker. So anyways,
he looks
reviews
like a bad
were
Chappelle Rick James outfit or something. Fuck your couch. Neighbor.
He made us breakfast.
And then he made us waffles. They were delicious.
you got that blouse in a woman's section.
So you didn't look at any reviews when you were
because I knew the if it wasn't firm enough and it was janky, I'm not going to buy it.
Okay.
You know, in the reviews, like you said, it wasn't charcoal enough. They're probably going to be bitching about either two things of furniture. You're bitching about the pieces weren't all there, or it wasn't the right color as advertised online. Which, if you're buying furniture online, you can't bitch about the color.
Oh, of course.
You know, it's like my black and white photo didn't represent the color of my dress.
I feel like you can go to online for some reviews and get a good idea, but you have to, for furniture, especially important furniture, you have to go and wiggle test it. You have to go physically
see it. Jump on it, push it, look at
for
it,
other things,
feel it.
For other things, of course, you can buy them online. Yeah. Like if they're cloth, whatever, they're like $12.
Right.
Who gives
the only
a
thing
shit?
Reviews are good for is installation. You know, it was easy to install. It was a pain in the ass.
Easy to put
didn't
together.
Come with an axe bubble. But for furniture, it felt good on my ass. Thanks. can you give me a description of your ass?
How are you going to know if your kid really does like it, though? Like,
well, that's just...
Your kid probably doesn't
give a
shit.
That he can get a job and buy another one.
Your kid probably doesn't give a shit what he's laying.
Exactly.
He's like, you know what, Mom?
I remember as a kid, I was sleeping on the floor. I didn't give a shit what that was laying at.
Right. He's not going to stand up and hold onto the rails and go, "Mom, I'm actually seeing some of the off color in the background.
Mom, this isn't charcoal enough.
This is bullshit. This isn't charcoal enough. I don't want to deal with it."
He's not a 60-year-old Jewish guy.
Step your game up.
Oh, this isn't good on my back. My baby coccyx is broken.
My sciatica's acting up. So that was like one of the big things that we went like for our registry, we kind of know who is gonna purchase this.
Right.
We're not purchasing.
Well, lucky enough, my mother-in-law wanted to buy the crib.
Yeah.
So boom.
My mother-in-law wants to buy the crib as well.
Yeah. So we just bought the dresser, so everything matched.
She just needed to know which one we wanted, so we're putting it on the register. Cause with Babies R Us, you put it on the register, it's
10%,
like
10%,
and when they buy stuff off the register, we get money. Like we get we get like a gift card back.
Ooh, for fancy pants.
For a certain amount of, like, for...
You know the Lego set you can buy at Toys R Us with that?
God. It works for Toys R Us, too. I'm so excited. Millennium Falcon.
Daddy's getting a Death Star.
You know your kid's an infant, right? Doesn't matter. I'm putting it on there.
Fuck that kid. This is for me. I mean, yeah. I'm
Wait,
saving
we're
it.
We're having a kid?
He's I put this shit on a registry just to get a Lego discount.
Oh, man. So the big, you know, big thing was the furniture set. For the registry, we already knew who was going to buy that. So then we started going around, and you go to the baby gear section.
The baby gear?
That's what they
like.
Yeah.
Clothes?
No. Gear like is in the bath, the jumper, the rocker, the.
That would be like accessory more than gear.
They call it the baby gear section. So we went into the baby gear section. The first thing that she takes us to is like the baths.
The baths?
The baths. Like there's more than one option. No, it's not like a Jewish bathhouse.
Oh, I understand that.
Welcome to the Babies R Us bathhouse, where
bunch of Greek babies and towels.
You get a bunch of like the big baby boss or boss babies like sitting
all
in their
tattooed
towels.
Up,
like Eastern Promises style.
Well, we got like the tubo baby where you put the baby in. Yeah, I understand that. It's just. I just making sure you said baths.
Yeah, baths.
Not like baby bats.
So like, no. Bruce
it's
Wayne's
Vinny.
We got the one, we registered for the one where it's like you break it down and you have, you can break it down where you have like the stool. So you can like sit on it and bathe them, or you can put it on the bottom of the bathtub so it will raise it so you don't have to like hurt your back bending into it.
Ours it just fits in a sink.
Oh, okay.
Because I built the baby bathing station.
You did build, yeah. You see, that's different. We don't have that. We just have the one bathtub.
Just flop around in the sink. Yeah.
Our sink's not big enough. Our kitchen sink's probably not big enough.
Right.
So you know, we got the tub. Or we registered for the tub that we're gonna put it in there. He has like a platform that'll raise him up, and then.
So it's like completely adjustable.
Yeah, it's adjustable. But then when he's old enough, or we can take the platform and he can like stand on it to brush his teeth and look in the mirror. Type
Oh, nice.
Thing. So it's like.
It's like a fucking Swiss Army bathing kit.
Yeah, when I look at a bunch of shit, it's like, what's the functionality? How much does it cost? And how far can I push it?
Right.
So when I looked at, like, even just the bed, 3-in-1 or whatever, like, it'll go till he's out of school because I'm not going to get him a queen bed so he can bang girls on it. You know, cheerleaders and all that stuff. Because he's going to be an athlete. You know, we all know that.
Right. I'm an athlete, not an athlete.
As long as there's elite at the end of it, I don't care.
I lettered in athletics.
I lettered in mathematics. I went to the math bowl, the knowledge bowl.
I lettered in quiz bowl.
Yeah, I was on public radio and public TV as the Quiz Bowl champion.
I'm gonna have to do like the blind description. He's pushing up his glasses as he's saying this.
Well, you know, college admissions always look at Quiz Bowls as the most opportune places to get your information. So,
Jesus.
So. We already bought a travel system. We already bought a stroller, so we didn't put that on our registry. The one thing that I was questionable about, the lady was like, "Hey, look at this. I want to say it was like 10 pounds, a 65-pound car seat." It was one of those. So when it's out of infant and it's into like
apparently the new thing is you're supposed to like up to like infant age, like toddler. You're supposed to keep them backwards facing now.
Yeah.
And so they make those where they're like bigger and you can adjust them and stuff.
And that's the thing. These
fuck that. Get on the back of the dashboard and just ride in the fucking window like we did when I was a kid.
That's how I was.
Right. I remember trying to call shotgun when I was a toddler. So it's like
I remember when I was like 4 or 5 years old, I had one of those. Do you remember those things where you put the pen in and you let
pineapple pen?
No, not pen pineapple pen. You put your pen on like the stenograph or whatever.
Spirograph?
Spirograph. I would sit in the car in the back like at 3-4 years old.
And that's why you have a glass eye now.
Hey, it works as good as a regular eye. That's why I have glasses as well.
Safety glasses.
Safety glasses now.
So you don't need safety glasses with a glass eye? Is that what I'm catching?
Shut up, drunkard.
Correct. No safety glasses with glass eye. We'll answer audience audience questions later.
He's got a safety glass monocle.
Wait, whoa. We get to ask questions because we're totally all about this.
That'll be our last segment.
How fast can you change a diaper?
I don't know. I don't have a kid.
Not very.
You better get an American Girl doll and some diapers.
It sounds like you're speaking from experience of your American Doll collection.
Finally, your American Doll collection will come into play here, Eric. No,
the problem with having drunk friends.
We'll get to your questions later. Hey, this could become a theater show. Who knows? With questions at the end.
Yeah, we'll start selling tickets. We'll be Jay and Silent Bob Get Old.
Exactly. I'll put fourth segment questions.
Right.
So with the registry and everything, did you guys do a lot of research before going there and beep, beep, beep? Because that was one thing. We went in and they were talking to us about crib mattresses and different in bottles. The two things that boggled my mind were bottles and crib mattresses.
Well, we got a free crib mattress.
Oh, fuck off, then.
Well,
fuck off, mate.
The wife's boss had one that she was going to give us that she never used. Ended up being she didn't have one. She just ordered us one.
She just ordered you?
Yeah,
one?
Ordered us one because she felt like she lied to us. She got us one.
Man.
And it was a Pottery Barn or one of those fancy-ass places, and it's a two-sided mattress.
Yeah.
So it's infant and toddler.
That's when we were there, we were like hands in the air, like I don't know what we're going to look at.
You know, their kids are like goddamn Gumby. They're bending all over the place. I don't think they need the memory foam, Super King Deluxe mattress.
Who says a toddler doesn't like memory foam?
Me. Until he's 18, that says what he likes.
So, I control what he likes exactly. Until he's 18.
So, I mean, yeah.
Uh-oh. Hold on. We may have to take a wing break here.
So, yeah, we...
Someone decided to order food while doing an audio podcast.
Right? I think we're good for now.
I'll take another in like 5 minutes if we could time it that way.
Still make her time it. But yeah, no, I mean, we didn't.
Sorry. So you didn't really research anything.
We didn't
anything.
Research
you,
too much.
You
no,
got a bed for free. NBD, you know.
NBD. NBFD. Yeah, no, we did. I mean, we went by kind of what the people at the Bye Bye Baby told us. And
okay.
Just generic stuff. I mean, it's. Yeah, kids have been living for millions of years without Bye Bye Baby. So I mean,
I mean, so many kids grew up in like shoeboxes,
right,
and
right.
In dresser
shelves. Sweden
shelf,
still gives you the baby start kit, which comes with a box that they can sleep in case you're too broke to buy one.
There you go.
So I mean, it's. I'm not too worried about it. I mean, shit.
See,
people are too like I think obsessed with the reviews and what to buy.
I think that's the way that we're going is reviews, because we were looking at the mattresses, and that was the one thing we didn't register for yesterday. But my wife went home, and this morning she was on the computer looking at reviews, and she was like, "What do you think of this one?" And I go, "Is it waterproof? Like, does it?" And honestly, one of the things we are looking for, since we are wanting to get like the 3-in-1, is one of those swappable ones where it's infant to toddler.
Right.
Because, you know, yeah, it may cost more in upfront, but we'll use it forever.
Yeah.
Like I said in the beginning, I'm function over, like, how functional is
it?
If
I can use it for 5 years
time?
Versus like 6 months.
Right, exactly. I'd be stoked if I can get a, you know, $200, and they do cost more. They do cost more. It's like, $175, $169 for.
I got that motherfucker for free now.
Right? Yeah. But you know, the other thing we were looking at was like changing table pads.
Yeah, we got two of those.
There's so many things you have to think about when you're doing your goddamn registry.
One of the, they have one of them, it's like, you know, screw the pad to the table. It's like, no, I just bought this nice fucking table. I'm not putting a screw hole in a goddamn thing.
Are you, so on top of your dresser, are you getting a changing pad?
Well, the dresser
almost
that
like a holder, basically?
Yeah, the dresser we had that. It came with that.
Yeah,
we
okay.
Buy it. So we bought it, and, you know, it sits in there. So it's like, I'm not going to screw it down. It's
right. Why would you screw it down? It's pretty much locked in.
Yeah, it's just,
but you got to get a pad that has the edges high enough where the kid's not gonna roll over.
The cupped pad,
right?
Whatever,
the cup. Yeah. Do you see? I was surprised when I was looking at these pads. You can buckle them in.
Yeah, that's what the pad has a buckle on it.
It has
you
a
screw
buckle
it down,
on.
which I find funny, is how are you going to screw down the other side when it's stuck in its little liner?
Right.
It's like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah. Some of the stuff is just, I think, over safety. And I think it's more the litigious society we're in, where it's like, you know, just cover our asses.
Yeah. Cover the asses and make sure they get participation
awards. Right, because it's like, if you go to California, I don't know if you've ever been there.
I've been a couple
times. Everything has a cancer warning label on it. And the reason everything has a cancer warning label on it is when they initiated that act, some guy went around, found every creosote-soaked telephone pole, and sued the city for it because it wasn't marked.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's why everything from California or in California has a label on it. Because
I feel like people in Michigan are too lazy to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we don't have that law enacted. So, but yeah, it's. I mean, shit. I was in San Francisco, and they had like the smoker's patio label, the smoker's patio. Like, you're gonna get cancer from this patio.
Do you remember walking through airports where they had the smoker's room?
I remember being on airplanes with fucking smoking on airplanes.
When I was a kid, yeah. But when I was a kid, the most thing I remembered was you'd walk through airports, like PDX. So I grew up in Portland. You'd walk through PDX, and there'd be a room labeled the smoker's room where people could, like, just haze of smoke in there because everyone was just going in and smoking like mass amounts of cigarettes before getting on.
Well, Metro Detroit has a dog area now where you can walk your dog and poop it in the airport terminal.
I feel like a lot of the airports turn the smokers area into the dog poop.
So another shit smelling foul odor coming from that area.
So the other thing that we didn't do a lot of research on was bottles. Bottles on bottles. There's like 9 different bottle manufacturers.
Yeah, well, my wife's going to breastfeed. I don't know if your wife is or not.
Yeah,
but
she's hoping to do the same. She's hoping to do the same.
Well, until Trump revoked the Affordable Care Act, you can get a free breast pump.
Okay. I know with us, from what my wife says, because we're right now on different insurances, her friends who are also pregnant, she works at a hospital. There's like 9 people on her floor that are pregnant. So they've been like,
pull out game week. Right.
So they've been talking about like how to get breast pumps, and apparently their insurance will pay for a standard breast pump, and then you could pay like a discounted price to get the upgraded one. And so I think we're gonna do the route of the upgraded one.
I don't know if the bottle she bought get with it, but she had like boppy bottles because her friend had those, and they, you know, it's
boppy bottles.
Yeah, I forget the name. I'll text you the image of it. Okay. But it's something her friend recommended, so her friend had good luck with it, so she went with it.
I know one thing we were looking at for like the breast pump people. There's like these pouches now that'll attach to the pump.
Yeah, so you can fill it up and freeze it.
You fill up it, and you can freeze it, and then you put them back in, and you have a bottle that basically the pouch will screw into.
I think that's how the bottles work. That's why she got them.
Yeah. That's like, and that's one of the things, you know, you got to think about if you're breastfeeding or if you're not breastfeeding. You probably need to double up on either, you got to get one of each, like a breastfeeding type bottle, like a pouch bottle, and then a non-one. Just in case something happens,
I think,
you know?
They may be not reversible, but you know, like,
oh, they can probably work on both.
Probably, I mean, it's
if it doesn't have a pouch, just it'll work.
It's
got to
have a seal on it because it's got to seal the.
Yeah. That's true. So those are kind of like the things that we went through. One of the things that I found in Babies R Us, their scanners sucked. Their scanners were like, I'd sit there and be trying to scan it like for a couple seconds, and my wife was like, "You, good thing you never worked retail." I'm just
how
like,
do we get pregnant? Your aim is so horrible.
Fact.
Wait a minute, I don't have blonde hair.
So. So the scanners were pretty bad, and then the first one she gave us ran out of battery.
Jesus Christ!
And
Babies
R
Us?
Yeah, Babies R Us. So like after she did the walk around, we were like, hey, I looked at it and it had like the 1 bar of battery left. And I go,
it was beeping at you.
I go, do these run out of battery quick? She's like, no, not really. And I go, oh, okay.
Give me a new one.
Can I get a new one? And so one thing that happened was when you switch them, the lists don't load up into the new one.
Jesus fucking Christ!
So like we went to go delete stuff from our list.
It's not
that
there anymore.
And,
go
and it
everything.
Was just like, oh, thanks for adding this. And I was like, no. I want to delete it. So I go and delete it. And I was like, maybe there's a second one. So I try to delete it again. And it goes, oh, thanks for adding this. And it's like, God damn it. I don't want this Nemo rocker anymore. Come on.
Sick of Nemo.
So,
no, fucking Bye Bye Baby was pretty smooth with
okay, well, maybe that's an advantage. Bye Bye Baby has pretty good scanners.
Now, I don't know how how Babies R Us is set up, but, and I think your Bye Bye Babies reversed of ours, but ours was all the fun stuff. Here's the strollers, here's the toys, here's some cool stuff, here's some bags, here's some furniture. Safety, our baby's gonna die. And then you just like, your
baby's gonna die, baby's gonna die. Metal.
So you go this like awesome, like, oh, ba-doop, ba-doop, Darth Vader books, ba-doop, ba-doop, Star Wars, ba-doop, ba-doop, toys, ba-doop, ba-doop, awesome, popper thing, ba-doop, ba-doop. Uh-oh, safety. Uh-oh, I don't think we have enough safety. And it's... So you get that, you know, you go from that high to that super low of anxious, of like, oh my God, what am I doing?
That's kind
of
how it was. Like, they started us in furniture, so we were like, oh, I think we know what kind of crib we want. We know what kind of rocker we want. And then we go into, like, bath time, and we're like, oh, I'll take this one. And then we go to, like, different things. We boop, boop, boop. And then we get to bottles, and it's like, there are 7 different kind of bottles, and you need to know every single one of them.
Jesus Christ, there was like 40 different.
That one doesn't look like a tit. That one doesn't look like a tit. That one does look like a tit. And it has an air gap into it. Like,
with real areola feel.
So that was the bottles were one of the, like, that's where it got intimidating. And I literally, in my head, I go, oh my God, I'm going to screw this baby's life up if I don't choose the right bottle.
He'll never get into college now.
If I choose the wrong titty looking bottle, like, he'll never figure out what's going to happen in his life. Like, it's going to be bad.
Right. Yeah. It's, yeah.
They make it feel so, like, crushing, yeah, like soul crushing.
It takes a few minutes to realize it's just all marketing. They're trying to fuck with you. They're trying to make you buy this crap.
Well, they're just like, well, you got Playtex bottles over here, and they're like a household name. But then we got Event bottles over here, and they're also a household name. But they have glass and plastic without BPA.
It's
like, and my wife wants to do glass. And one of my questions was, well, do glass bottles shatter easily? Like, I imagine kids just throwing bottles. And they're like, you dumb bastard. No, glass bottles don't. Of course, glass could break. But I've had mom come in and be like, oh, my baby threw it on the ground and it rolled underneath a car. And
yeah, but you see those people hit a fucking car window with a hammer 500 times and it doesn't break. Right. And then, like, Billy Bob comes along and flicks it with his fingernail because he's got super retard strength and it shatters in a million pieces. So it just takes that right little touch to do it.
Right.
So, yeah,
and I feel like my kid's going to have that touch. Like, he'll throw it on the ground and either hit the dog with a glass bottle and the dog will be like,
shank dog.
And the dog will just be like, what the fuck, dude?
Bleeding,
like,
out on the porch.
The dog will have to go into concussion
protocol. And what does it mean if you got glass bottles if you got titty bags in there anyways? So it's moot point, right?
It is, right? There's just, she like showed us all the bottles and she was like, and then here's the breastfeeding bottles where, like, you can do it in the bags and you freeze them and this, that, and the other. And it was just one of those most intimidating, like, things, like, to the point of, well, when you're going from breast to bottle, you need to have a certain flow to it, and if you don't, you could probably ruin the kid's life. Like, that's that's the pressure that I felt.
Well,
from it.
You know, we kind of did the same thing because we did that before we did our first baby class, and then the lady's like, you know, hey, before you give them pacifiers, just make sure they're on the bottle first.
Okay.
You know, tit to bottle, that'd be fine, because then they get adjusted to it.
Right.
Because the pacifier shape is different from the bottle shape. So once you get that initial month or so down and they get, you know, used to it, then you're fine.
So from your class, do they give you a time frame of, like, when to go from tit to bottle? Like,
no,
it's like a mixture, right? Of like,
it just it really depends.
Okay.
You know, shape, baby. I mean, it's a million different variables.
Right, so many different variables.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's like, it's one of those that they try to tell people to...
Thank you very much.
They try to tell people, don't worry about it, because
it
may not be you, maybe the baby, maybe you. It's
right, everyone's different, so you can't really predict,
you know what I mean,
how it's going to be.
Natural evolution has been so skewed because of medical advancements and stuff. It's
right.
Shit happens.
Maybe using bottles is weakening our babies, and that's why we're having these participation award babies, where everything is, you know, whatever you do, no matter how badly you fail, you're doing good.
Well, it's actually funny. They said that because of natural selection, there's more cesareans going on because of narrow birth canals.
Wow, okay.
Because where someone would have died, or the baby would have died in natural childbirth because of a birth canal.
You just cut open.
That gene's not getting passed through, and more people, you know, it's like.
So Darwin's not really
it's, like
playing
your,
into it.
Your wisdom teeth. You know, your jaw's not large enough. You would have died because you had an infection that wouldn't get passed on. When a batsman signs,
now there's
teeth,
a surgery for it where you can...
Yeah, you're getting passed on. Okay. That gene's getting passed through.
Okay.
So whether that's good or bad, that's up for debate. But, you know, that's the same thing, you know. Whereas your, you know, your weird nipples when you fed the baby, now that nipple gene is getting passed on, or vice versa.
All right, so you registered like a month after you found out.
Yeah, well, not everybody found out a month after.
A month after
you
told
beginning
people.
Of the third tri- or second trimester.
And then you had your baby shower like a month later, 2 months later.
About 2 months later, because
okay,
I was,
so. So we registered this past Saturday. This is like 3 months out, 3 to 4 months out. And the only reason we did it was because the next month of weekends is like packed with, we're going to Chicago. She works. She, you know, we have a bunch of different stuff. So if we didn't do it now, it would have been.
It would never got done.
It would have been like a month and a half before the
doing
shower.
Doing it all online.
Right, exactly.
Reading horrible reviews. Wondering why this nail clipper is better than the other nail clipper.
Oh my. So one of the things I really wanted to bring up. Not nail clippers, but have you heard of this like this nasal sucker? You basically put a straw into their nasal cavity.
Oh yeah,
cavity.
The word, it's like it looks like some kind of weird siphoning.
Yeah. Did you get one of those?
No, I think we just got the bulb.
Yeah, I wanted to get the bulb, and my wife was like, "Nope, I've heard great things about this nasal sucker. I don't even. I'm sorry, I don't know the name of it. I'll have to."
I know what you're talking about. It's like the mouth siphon. Either
yeah,
way, you might get.
Basically, you put a straw into their nose and you suck on it with your mouth.
Well, there's like a bridge gap in between.
And there's like a filter to keep like.
Shit
from going in there, but,
you're
but
not getting
still at
booger.
The same time, you're sucking boogers from your kid's nose.
Yeah.
And I told her, I was like, listen, I like eating my boogers, not his boogers. Like,
helps my immune system.
It's good for your immune system if you eat your boogers because it's just coming back into you. Thank you very much. But so we registered for one of those. We registered for the kit. And in the kit, it comes with like a clippers. It comes with one of those, some filters. And then it comes with something very special. Called a, I forget the exact name, but it was basically the idea of it was a butt gas sucker. So if your kid has gas issues when he's young and doesn't have the ability to fart it out, you stick a tube up his butt far enough where it gets to the gas and then it just expels itself.
Now we're getting to the point of evolution where we're passing on the non-farting gene.
Right. Well, this is before his muscles can fart it out, right? And so my wife was like,
Can I go to the gym and work on my farting muscle? Get some power.
Yes, it's pretty much like reverse kegels, I think.
Assholes.
Assholes, yeah.
Sphinctals.
So that was the other thing that we bought that I thought was really strange was the butt sucker.
You know, if I'm going to feel bad enough putting a thermometer in this kid's ass, I'm not giving a fart enema.
You're getting an ass thermometer?
You have to.
Man, we're getting the skin.
Nothing works.
We're getting the skin thermometer.
They said they don't work.
Really?
Yeah. Like 99. So this is like the global warming debate. Like there's the one doctor who says like, yeah, you could just like put a warm washcloth on his head and tell his temperature.
Yeah.
And then like all the other doctors are like, you're a fucking moron, stick it in his ass. Like it's like the U of M said it. I researched it.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. It's like you butter.
So
nothing.
You think anal probing of the kid, like anal thermometers, is the best way to
That's
do it?
That's from everything I've read and researched. It's like the only thing that's like
if my wife was here, she would argue to the death on this because she wants the exo temperature.
Which is funny as a nurse because that's all the nurses I talked to were like, put it in the butt.
She's like, I don't want to put...
She must not be U of M doctor.
She's like, I don't... No, she doesn't work for U of M. Works for a better company than that. Anyway, but
goddamn Spartans.
She was like, I don't want to stick a thermometer up my kid's ass.
I didn't either, but you know,
that's so weird.
It's like, you know, save a life or
and I was joking
butt play.
When we were talking about like the butt straw or whatever, I was like, I don't want to stick a straw up my kid's ass.
She doesn't want to measure his ass temperature, but she wants to enemize this poor bastard
for gas only because he's in pain when there's gas buildup and he can't.
Well, because
expel
the 105 fever is okay.
yeah, he's fine with the 105. He's fine with the 105.
I'm gonna get like an angry tweet from your wife now.
Man the fuck up. Man the fuck up. Man up, Holden. Come on.
Stick it in his butt.
All right. So those are my registry.
Seat over here.
Those are my registry woes in our discussion about registries. We're going to go to our second topic here. Dick cutting, a.k.a. circumcisions. So we're both having boys. So one of the questions that always when you have a boy is, are you going to circumcise them? You know, they always make it seem like it's a Jewish thing, that Jewish men get circumcised. But But a lot of men get circumcised because it's a health thing as well, because it's easier to clean the penis without that extra skin on it. Is that one of the reasons why you're going? Are you pro or against circumcision?
I'm leaning towards not circumcising.
Really? Okay.
Just because I have a lot of friends over in Europe and England, and that's the big thing over there. Don't circumcise, you know?
So Europe and England is no circumcision.
Yeah, it's okay. Like, well, I mean, you know, they off did.
That, yeah.
You know, and they realized, hey, why cut this boy's junk?
And then all the girls are like, oh my God, you have a circumcised penis. This is odd.
Well, it was
I've
actually
never seen
at
a circumcised penis over
point,
here in the UK.
It was in vogue.
Oh, circumcision was like the popular thing to do?
Well, I mean,
that's
a big Catholic, Christian, Jewish thing.
Okay.
I mean, it's they get cut. You know, it's passed
cut
on from
me, Mick.
That.
Cut
right.
me.
And I mean, you know, there's always argument of cleaner, dirtier, whatever, but it's like, I mean, I clean mine more than I clean a gun. I mean, it's just, and I'm uncircumcised. I mean, if I was circumcised, I'd be in that son of a bitch with a Q-tip and a cleaning kit.
It would
kit
just give me an excuse to get up
exactly.
in there, really.
It went off in my hand. It must have been loaded.
You sick motherfucker.
but I mean, and there's always the argument, oh, it's cleaner this way. It's like, but the kid has a week to 2 weeks of open wound.
Right.
So it's like,
right.
If you want to give me the cleaner argument,
you're gonna get your kid's gonna go home with two wounds. One is gonna be the umbilical cord,
right.
where they basically they clamp it off and they just wait till it to fall off.
Exactly.
And then your other one's gonna be his dick's gonna be wrapped
right,
up
right,
because
right.
you're gonna.
And you know the umbilical cord is the least of it because it's in open air, it's drying out, no big deal.
Right, and it'll eventually hopefully
right.
you know fall off.
Your dick is encapsulated by poo and blah blah blah.
It's very close to infection area.
Right, it's, you know
infection
your pleasure
avenue.
You know,
welcome
you,
down.
Your happy park is next to the sanitation area.
God, why would he do that?
Fucking engineers. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to argue cleanliness, well, you've got 2 weeks of possible bad infection.
So is your wife with you or against you?
She's like, you have a dick, it's your decision.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So she's putting it on
right,
you.
Right. Well, because I had her ask her OB about it.
Okay.
And she's like, well, think about it this way. If you had a baby girl and she had a blowout, what would be packed possibly with poo?
She had a blowout.
Yeah, so if you had a baby girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she had a poo blowout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, her vagina
would get
a lot of poo.
So she's
it.
Like, same thing. Think about it that way. Plus, I think it's anywhere from 6 months to 2 years, the foreskin doesn't even pull back. So, I mean, there's, you know, you're not really even cleaning it till then. It's like.
Okay.
I mean, there's so many studies about it, and none of them are good. There's no definitive pro.
That's one of the things. There's no real definitive
exactly.
study that says yay or nay one way or the other.
Right, and that's what's so hard about it. Because, I mean, it's you've got doctors saying, like, why bother? It shouldn't be. And the doctor's like, well, fuck, I've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
And then another thing her OB said, it's like you're not going to see it more in the Midwest because there's so many religious people here still. You know, if you look on the coast, east and west, it's a big thing of keeping it still because they're more
really?
Progressive.
I would think, yeah. When I think east coast, honestly, probably I think upper, you know, northeast coast, like New York Jews. So I would think it's all gone.
Well sans Jews. I'm leaving the religious out of this. And
okay,
more
okay.
Just
but I feel like that's interesting. East Coast, it's kept, huh?
Yeah, well it's a mix. You're
right,
seeing
right.
it
yeah,
more
yeah, yeah.
prevalent of them keeping it out there versus here. So I'm just, I mean, you know, if it was me, I'd want my shit back. I want my turtleneck.
You'd want it back?
I'd want it back, yeah.
Now, is that part of any research that you've done where they say the sensation is greater
just,
later on in life?
I don't think it's the sensation.
When you're doing
the
damn thing.
The length,
you know?
And the curve of it.
Listen, I know my kid's working on
right.
basically going
he's
uphill.
At a disadvantage.
He's already
at a disadvantage.
I need to give him
millimeters
he's got.
He can get.
He needs everything he's got.
Right. He needs to get it and go. But I mean, because that's, I mean, you know, back, I was born in the 1980s. So,
okay.
You know, it's at that point where it's like, you know, my mom kept the fucking ring they put on your willy and cut around it. So,
my
I mean,
mom has a scrapbook that has a circumcision
it did.
Skin.
It was. I mean, it wasn't like a little dried piece of time.
It's like
it
the Meet the Fockers
right.
2
yeah,
or whatever.
Right. It's in the fondue. But no, it was, they, and I don't know how they do it now. I mean, I've seen, you know, a few GIFs and, you know, diagrams, not the actual video of them doing it, but it's back then they put a little plastic ring on it, cut around the ring, done.
I guess one of the things is like how many botched circumcisions have there been?
Like, oh, man, you hear horror stories like half a hood.
Right.
You know, totally cranked up.
Right.
Super short. You know, things so far to the right, it looks like a goddamn shepherd's cross. I mean, it's like...
Like, you're better off leaving it the way it is.
I mean, I'm
instead
not worried.
Instead of mangling the...
Right. And I'm not worried about that because, you know, that's, I'm saying few and far between because, you know,
but
if you don't play the lottery, you can't win kind of deal.
But are you worried about this where, like, when, say, the kid's like four or whatever, you're probably going to shower with the kid. He's probably going to see your ding-a-ling, right? Is he going to go, Dad, why is mine different than yours? Assuming you're circumcised.
Because you're OEM.
Because you're a badass.
I'm highly modified.
You're a badass, and I wanted you to stay a badass.
Right. You can decide on your own if you want to get a cut off. Because by the time he's old enough, it'll probably be laser. Pew, pew, done.
like a tattoo removal. Just like,
right. Whoo. It'd be convertible at that time. You get on and off at your whim.
See, that's one of the things I'd worry about. Like, I feel like so many girls are used to seeing circumcised penises.
Well, that's the funny thing.
So when he gets to that point where he's shown his piece to, you know, people, like women and everything, even guys. Say he's in a locker room or whatever, and he's showering, and they're like, "Oh my god, your dick's so weird."
Even if
that's never happened to me. This is like the movie, like
right.
Version of his life where he's like showering.
Kids are gonna find something to pick on you regardless.
Right, they're gonna.
You know, your belly button's 2 centimeters off to the left.
You're fat. You have ugly hair, and your dick's weird.
Exactly. So I mean, but the funny thing is, with a girl, because my wife said the same thing. If I seen your, you know. Uncircled wang, I'd be weirded out.
Right, exactly.
But the thing is, when you get an erection, you don't see it. It retracts.
You've seen a lot of uncircumcised erections?
I like a lot of European porn. But no, because I was researching. I mean, I got deep into the research.
Research.
Yeah.
Own particular research.
Red tube is research. But when you get you know an erection, it goes away.
Okay.
You know it's like if you stick your
the
neck
turtleneck
out of the turtleneck
comes down,
your turtleneck turns into a fucking V-neck. So when you know if you're at that point with a girl and you know you're fooling around, you're gonna boop and she's gonna be like, it's normal, but bigger. And it doesn't curve in a weird direction.
Okay.
It doesn't look like a serpent.
So you're leaning towards the no circumcision.
I
think my wife and I both agreed. Just circumcise them.
You know, and then that's in the back of my head too. Just deal with it. It's done.
Just get it done with. He's
no
gonna
big
be young.
Deal, but
he's
it's...
really not gonna remember the pain.
Right.
It's up to us, yeah, to make sure that he doesn't, you know, put shit on his wound and everything and all that jazz. But that's what we're leaning towards that on no particular thing besides like I mentioned, like later in life when he's, you know, hanging out with a lady.
Right. And I mean
that's one of the things and then
if you're
just,
with that kind of lady anyway.
It's just like a normality thing.
Right.
Like I and feel that, like the higher there's a higher percentage of babies getting circumcised than uncircumcised.
Right. And that's kind of it's you know
based on no research of my own.
Right. And that's where do you buck the trend and where do you know
right.
So it's, you know, like I said, it's what you said, I've got in the back of my mind, but then I'm going towards the, you know, OEM kid. You know, if you want it, cut it your own.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing. My friend out in the UK is a doctor, and she's a GP because they've got, like, you know, different levels of doctors.
Right,
and, you know,
right.
General practitioner, kind of like your family doctor.
Right, right.
She's like, this is the decision. Let him deal with it. You know, and it sucks. It's going to be really fucking painful then. But
he's definitely going to feel it then. But.
Right, but it's.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to get picked on whatever you want. I mean, girls, if they're that shallow. I mean, if you're at that point anyways, you're going whole hog. Pardon the pun. And then again, if you get an erection, it pretty much goes away. The only time you see the little elephant trunk is when, you know, you're walking out of the shower and you get the helicopter going.
Right.
But, I mean, it's, you know, and it's funny because that's, you know, the first thing you go to is looks. First thing my wife went to is cleaning it, you know.
Those are both important things, though, right?
Right. And I again, the kid has the kid's dirty, he's going to be fucking dirty.
He's going to be a dirty kid,
right. And but
that adds another layer of cleaning, like.
Right. But you got to think about it this way, too. It's like a girl's vagina. It's pretty self-cleaning unless they're really fucking disgusting.
Is it though? I'm not educated on the whole turtleneck version of my dick, so.
Well, you know, it has a gland in there.
Okay.
You know, it's like your hair. You know, if you don't shower every day, you know, it gets greasy because there's glands and
yeah.
Stuff.
So it's kind of like your hair.
Yeah,
You can choose your dick, your hair.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's glands in there. It keeps things creased and lubed and clean and shit like that.
Okay.
Same thing like a vagina. You know, there's things that keep it greased and lubed and clean. Okay. It's
kind of like...
It's only when you get filthy and don't take care of yourself that's when shit gets gross.
So he goes rolling around in the sand and, you know,
if he's gross, then take a shower in 6 days and all itchy and flaky. And,
so he's like his dad.
Yeah, and, don't you fucking bring me into this.
All right, so that's the dick cutting portion of it. I think we've got a good idea of what Tony's thinking.
I think everyone's done grabbing their balls.
Everyone's done grabbing and thinking about that. our third portion we're going to go through is vaccinations. Are you vaccinating your kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not fucking stupid.
I'm not dumb, right? You see these like Jenny McCarthy's. You see these people like, vaccinations cause autism. It's like, yeah. And then they'll also cause your kid to, you know, possibly
die.
Get these diseases that we're vaccinated against.
There's a reason I had to get a fucking whooping cough shot. It's because you fucking morons
right.
not vaccinating your
children. There's a reason polio is no longer like as prevalent as it once was.
There's no reason we have presidents in wheelchairs anymore, asshole.
Exactly.
It's
ridiculous to think that you wouldn't vaccinate your kid.
It's so funny. So you got the far right that doesn't believe in science for global warming. You got the far left that doesn't believe in science for fucking vaccinations. It's like, so you believe in global warming, but you don't believe in vaccinations. So the same scientists that tell you, hey, we're fucked and we're going to bake to death, but there may be mercury in it. Well, guess what? There's sodium in your goddamn table salt and so is chlorine. So fucking be smart about chemistry. You fucking moron. I don't care how many listeners we lose.
That's one of the things my wife hates the most, and she always brings it up because she'll see like posts on like, anti-vaccination. Yeah, on the mom forums and stuff. And she just goes, these women are so fucking dumb to think that they can't vaccinate their kids. Like,
but, you know, the same fucking people that it's like, how do magnets work? I'm not vaccinated because I'm a scientist all of a sudden.
I don't know how magnets work, so I'm not putting them on my fridge.
Yeah, right.
I don't know how vaccinations work, so I'm not putting them in my kid.
Yeah,
believe it or not, that person was probably vaccinated and still alive because of that vaccination.
Right. And it's not like, I mean,
if Darwin had a say in the thing,
I don't know if your dad has it, but my dad and mom both have it. They have like a scar on their arm, like the circular scar. And you'll see it from people that were born like from the 40s to the 60s. Because they would give you this vaccination that was like a 12-gauge shotgun-sized needles, but it was like multiple. So it was like Logan's Run. And like anyone that was, you know, between 50 to I think 70 has this like circular scar.
If you have any of these scars, please send photos
to
projectdadcast@gmail.com, and we will mention you in the next episode.
Right, we'll Instagram your scars.
Instagram your scars.
But I mean, you know, we're not at that day anymore.
Right.
We're at the day when like a diabetic-sized...
Well, we're at the day where the doctors are like, hey, we're going to give you 2 shots in one arm, 2 shots in the other arm, and then we'll wait a month before we give you the next shots.
And you're not going to die.
And don't worry, you're not going to die within those months. You know,
those diseases from the 1900s.
See, the only time I ever had that many shots in one arm was I was going to India and they were like, you need to have all these disease shots.
Right,
do you want to do it all in one or do you want to like spread
it
out?
Stick it in my butt,
and I was like, just get it done with. Let's just do this.
And even then, I mean, we're not talking about that old school Civil War sharpenable
needle. It wasn't like a
kit.
World War II like...
Right, the thing's a diamond or a pencil. Yeah, it's the people that anti-vaxxers just fucking boggle my mind.
Pro-vax, I'm pro-vax. Boom. Our kids are going to live.
We're separated by dicks.
Right. The only separation is our dicks.
All right. We'll sword fight this out in the next Dadcast.
Anything else you want to add to this?
No, I think we drunkenly covered it all.
I think we drunkenly covered it all as well.
Do we have any questions from the peanut gallery?
Any questions from the peanut gallery over here?
What?
You guys got any questions you want to add to this?
You don't have
a kid, so you can...
I know, that's what I'm trying to really...
You have kids, but they're older. They're gone.
I have stepsons, but I have grandchildren, though. I know the grandsons, you've got to stay downstream when you're changing them. That's one thing that I didn't have to learn that personally. I saw someone else learn it.
I peed in my dad's weed when I was a kid. Ruined a whole stash. He was pissed.
And that's why he never loved you.
Exactly.
Eric, you got anything to add to that?
I don't know. Add to that? No, I don't know if I have anything really to add to that. However, when you guys are looking at potential fatherhood, I'm trying to think how to word this. How would your goals of your children compare to what they're going to be? Like, I realize this is more of a future question. Like, do you want to have a all-star hockey player? Do you want to have a journalistic wizard? Like, what would your goals for your kids be? And what happens if they don't meet those goals? Like, it's a very complex, very deep question.
That is a difficult question.
Right now, in the very basis, you know, knee-jerk reaction, what's your ideal kid? But what happens when they don't reach that? Because in all honesty, I mean this in the nicest way, none of us met up to our dad's expectations. Because I don't, but I also don't know what my dad wanted me to be either. But what do you want your kids to be, and how are you going to handle them not maybe being that because of any reason? Not necessarily.
So when they're disappointments, how are we going to handle that?
I don't want to call them a disappointment. I want to call them not being what you want them to be.
Well, as for wanting,
for me, if they're a successful engineer and I want them to be an artist, I don't care as long as they're successful.
Right, yeah. And that's it. As long as they're successful. But I mean, as long as my kid has one street smarts. And book smarts, because my wife's real book smart, no street smarts.
And you're not street smarts at all.
I'm pretty book smart, but the thing I suck at is like money handling. Wife handles all the money. It's like, here you go, make sure we can live for next week. So as long as he learns that, as long as I can take him to the garage, he can fucking build something. You know, if he loves hockey, I don't care. If he becomes an engineer, I don't care. Whatever he becomes. I mean, that'd be nice, but I mean,
I feel like that's a byproduct of a kid, though. Right. Having the same interests as you.
Well, they're going to have that anyways, because that's just inherent.
You would think so.
Yeah.
Over the back, the
first, you throw the gloves down, and then you pull up their shirts.
Well, the funny thing is, I coached youth hockey long ago.
They let you coach youth hockey?
Yeah, and I know how asshole-y those parents can be, and I'm not going to be that fucking parent.
Yeah.
You know, the fucking idiot fucking bitch in the stands with a fucking cowbell when the fucking team's up 12-0. You know, no. If you like hockey, yeah, cool. I'll support you all you want. But yeah, if the kid doesn't become what I become or what my ideal is, that's fine. As long as he's successful. As long as he's not a dumbass. As long as he learns some street smarts,
Red.
We're good. Yeah, right? Put my foot so far up that little sons of bitches.
I would say the same thing is true for me. As long as, you know, when he finishes whatever he's doing, he can support himself. Like, I don't, the thing that would make me feel sad is if I had to continue supporting him as an adult, like once he's past the like age of graduation or anything like 14.
The old Catholic age of reasoning.
Once he gets
go shovel some shit and deliver some papers, you son of a bitch.
Once he's confirmed, he better have a fucking job and get out there.
Go shovel the grain in Joe's brewery. His back is sore.
You both having sons? Or
yeah.
No, oh, you're two boys. Lucky you're not having girls. Oh God, yeah, I mean, I don't have any either, and my mother was thankful she had five boys, no girls. So, yeah, I always say that pretty girls are God's ways of punishing bad men.
Well, there you go.
Well, end on that lovely
end
note.
End on that one. Thank you for listening to another Project Dad podcast. I'm Andy.
I'm Tony.
See you next time.